Many of the issues were old and many of the points rehashed, but with new faces on the council following last autumn's election, the results were certainly different. An example? Climate change. Until recently, debate centered on whether a municipal response to a global problem was appropriate or folly. Last night, it was the former, with the council adopting stricter state emissions goals. Environmental campaigner Dave Garcia was among about 15 who spoke in favor. He drew a connection between increasingly destructive fires and storms with a changing climate.
The destruction of nearly 14,000 homes and 85 deaths is a testimonial that our politicians did not heed the warnings and failed us.
The council assigned the city's sustainability task force with writing a detailed report on how Chico and its residents can reach the new goals. Public restrooms were another major issue. Hoping to control vandalism, city-owned restrooms are locked overnight. After much debate, the council directed staffers to develop full cost estimates for two portable restrooms and a graffiti and hooligan-resistant Portland loo, a metal toilet inside a structure partly clad in louvered slats. The design is meant to discourage illicit behavior. The issue will return. An emergency warming shelter, only several weeks old, appears to have staying power. The council directed staffers to work out a deal with the Jesus Center, a homeless services provider, to tentatively take over the concept. Council members agreed that the service would be provided when overnight temperatures drop below freezing. An average of about 35 people a night have availed themselves of the center, according to city manager Mark Orm. In other action, the council waived a requirement that sidewalks be built anywhere a new accessory dwelling or mother-in-law unit is constructed. The council also appointed members to the Art Commission and debated allowing cannabis-related businesses. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.